Now, we are going to start with what everyone is hoping to avoid getting this Christmas and indeed this winter season, the flu. Cases continue to rise with some serious infections, putting hospitals under more pressure. Last week, the number of reported flu cases recorded was 3,287. So far this winter, there have been 62 admissions to intensive care with influenza and 17 deaths reported. Some hospitals have started to introduce visitor restrictions amid a worry that the number of flu cases will surge this coming week. It's expected that up to 1,100 will be in hospital on any one day when the virus is expected to peak over Christmas. To get a picture of just how the healthcare system is coping, we are now joined by Dr. Sean Underwood. He is a consultant in emergency medicine in Cork University Hospital. Sean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Karen. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you, because we understand you've just finished a 24-hour shift this morning at CUH. So you're best placed to tell us, how is the situation there?
Well, it's been busy. I mean, over the last 24 hours, we've had a steady stream of patients across all ages with flu-like illnesses. And that's alongside our usual emergency work, you know, treating people involved in car crashes, heart attacks and sepsis. And a lot of people are really unwell with fever, severe aches, cough and breathlessness. And it's putting a whole lot of pressure on the whole hospital.
And you say these flu infections are resulting in a lot of people being admitted. Are you and your colleagues worried, knowing that it hasn't reached its peak?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the flu has hit a little earlier this year, and that combined with the fact that the peak is looking set up to join up with Christmas, just as I suppose all the children who are the highest transmissible rates at the moment are meeting their elderly grandparents, it is a worry for how we're going to cope after Christmas. And I suppose in the emergency department, we're really seeing two big groups. There's people who are miserable but can be managed safely at home with rest and fluids and over-the-counter medications like paracetamol. And then there's the higher risk groups, those older adults, people with chronic illnesses or immunosuppression who can deteriorate quickly with dehydration, low oxygen levels and low blood pressure. And I suppose it's that latter group that we're looking out for and trying to treat to our best.
And as you say, some of the symptoms there that you outlined, the HSE's chief executive, Bernard Gloucester, described it as a nasty flu. And we hear of how the flu can change each season, and you did mention there that it arrived earlier this year. We were also made aware of how it was hitting the Southern Hemisphere and the clear warnings from Australia just on how bad it was. Were there any discussions here in hospitals in advance of this wave happening?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we put, like, winter emergency plans are a yearly thing that we have throughout our emergency departments and the healthcare system as a whole. And I think Bernard Gloucester describing it as nasty is fair in the sense that it is hitting that bit harder and that bit earlier. But I think I want to be sure that for most people, it is still a self-limiting illness. It's just the vulnerable groups. It can indeed be life-threatening, as you said, with 62 admissions this year to ICU and 17 deaths so far. But in terms of preparedness, I suppose there are many things that are improved this year compared to years previously. We're very thankful for our GP colleagues, for instance, extending their opening hours. We're very thankful for the public for increasing the levels of vaccination. We're up on what we were in previous years, and we're doing well compared to many of our European neighbours. And there's been improved discharges across the entire 7-day week from our in-hospital colleagues. And locally in emergency medicine here in CUH, we've doubled up our consultant presence over the weekends. And all of this is obviously solid work that we've done to prepare ourselves for this, for the expected surge. But I suppose, in all truth, it won't fully overcome the issue of the need for increased beds on an infrastructural level.
Well, you've outlined there just some of what will help, including that distribution of discharges across the 7 days of the week. What about then the restrictions on hospital visits? Because we understand some hospitals have already put this in place. How effective would that be then in stemming the spread of flu and protecting people?
I suppose the reason for restricting the visits in hospital is, I suppose, twofold. One is obviously the nation's most vulnerable patients who are already in hospital with various illnesses. We don't want being exposed to other people unnecessarily. And then secondarily, there is the staff, because obviously the staff are exposed to flu in the nature of our work. And we're already struggling with staff members who obviously transmit, like who have received the flu from treating patients, and indeed their social social lives as well. So I suppose the visiting restrictions are twofold on that end. Locally in Cork, I mean, we've had the restrictions for a couple of weeks now. It's restricted to one visitor per patient in certain hours between 6 and 8 p.m. on the wards. We're a bit more, I suppose, dynamic in the emergency department in terms of that. We're asking that, you know, if you're attending with a very mild illness or a mild injury, that if you can cope with being by yourself, that's probably the best way to do it. But obviously those with more severe illnesses, we're open to letting family members in on compassionate reasons.
And Shaul, can I just ask, because you did mention that most, fortunately, who get the flu will rest and they will feel better within a few days. But those who get very sick very quickly, is there a fear that they might delay going to hospital and then the worries around the effect of their outcome as a result?
Yeah, I suppose it's trying not to scare people in terms of if you're generally healthy, I mean, rest, fluids, paracetamol and staying at home to protect other people is exactly what you should be doing. But obviously, if you're in a higher risk group, and those risk groups are very young children, the older adults, if you have other what we call comorbidities or underlying health conditions, then we encourage you to contact a healthcare professional early if you develop symptoms of the flu. In most cases, that would be contacting your GP early if you fall into one of those at-risk groups. And in terms of attending the emergency department, well, if you develop difficulty breathing, chest pain or coughing blood, or you're getting worse rather than better, then that's when we'll be here to serve you in Ireland's emergency departments.
Okay, Dr. Shaun Underwood at Cork University Hospital, thank you very much for speaking to us this lunchtime.